Message number 870. God the Father, the Antichrist, is now ready to reveal himself. Wednesday, August 7, 2013. My dearest daughter, the world must prepare for the arrival of the greatest enemy of humanity since my children were placed on this earth. The Antichrist is now ready to reveal himself, and his plan is this. He will wait until wars rage everywhere. Then he will step in and create a false peace in the state of Israel by joining them with Palestine in an unlikely alliance. Everyone will lavish praise on him. He will not stop there, for he will move at a pace which will astonish many, and he will negotiate peace agreements in many war-torn nations. Again he will be praised and then be admired with an extraordinary devotion by billions all over the world. Then all will seem well. Very soon he will become involved with philanthropy, and he will link up with the main world banks to create a new powerful financial institution. Many businesses and political leaders will become embroiled with his many plans. Soon a new monstrosity will be created in the name of kickstarting the world's economy. This will be the new Babylon, the center of all power from which the world's elite and rich will trade. It will be seen to be the source of great news, so that people will benefit in every way, from jobs to the homes they live in and to the food they feed their families with. All glory will surround the Antichrist. Then he will, along with the false prophet, create a global partnership which will be presented as the greatest humanitarian initiative. The world will applaud this new Babylon, and everyone will clamor to try and gain even just a tiny foothold within its center. The new Babylon, all will be told, is to glorify the Great One, to promote the environment, to embrace Mother Earth, and to rid the world of poverty from the riches which will pour from its vile mouth. When this takes place, the hand of my intervention will turn the world on its axis. I am not going to stand by without warning my children of the consequences of embracing this abomination created in the depths of hell and inflicted upon humanity. My great signs will be given to show all those who embrace and accept this insult in my holy name. I will shake the world and it will tilt. No man will be able to ignore my intervention. Then I will throw fire upon one third of the earth. Soon famine will be seen, but not by my hand, it will be by the deliberate contamination of the earth by the Antichrist. As he and his cohorts inflict wickedness upon unsuspecting people in many nations, I will strike back. While this suffering will be hard to endure, have no fear, children, for it will be short. My love is great for all of you, but my justice is swift and my punishment great. You must not accept what is brought before you. When you see the man of peace, the Antichrist, receive accolades and awards for his great works in war-torn countries, know that my intervention is close. You must remain in union with my Son Jesus Christ at all times and pray that the sacraments will be made available to you by loyal priests and clergy during the times of trials which lie before you. My will be done. Nothing can nor will stop the final covenant where my Son will reign in peace from being fulfilled. Your beloved Father, God the Most High.